Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, I'll be back on air on RTE One Television this evening with my friend and colleague Joanne Cantwell at 6:35 as we present this year's GAA GPA All-Star Show. Football, hurling, ladies football, camogie, they're all great team sports. But this event honours players for their own individual contributions to giving us all those memorable moments on the pitch. And I was particularly pleased to see three members of the Cavan GAA senior football team named as All-Stars. You see, until this weekend, Cavan only ever had two All-Stars, Ollie Brady and Dermot McCabe. And this weekend, the awards are going to three Cavan team members who won last year's Ulster Championship, cousins Raymond and Thomas Galligan, and to the man who joins me on the phone now, Pádraig Faulkner. Good morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Marty.
How does it feel to be an All-Star footballer?
Look, it feels amazing. It's a massive achievement. For small clubs like Lacken and Kingscourt, I suppose we're a bigger club, but It just brings a serious enjoyment for everyone, not just for ourselves, myself, Ray and Thomas.
How did it feel when you heard the news yesterday morning?
great. funny enough, I didn't think I was massively in the running, but when I did hear, I suppose I didn't think Cavan would get all three, but I was delighted. It was a surreal feeling.
I know you're a proud Kingscourt Stars man, as your father Pat was indeed before you. This must give great joy, as you just mentioned indeed in your opening couple of words to me.
To the clubs,
Kingscourt.
I had two uncles that played for Kingscourt and a father, and then all my friends would have had fathers and everything that played for Kingscourt or other relations. And it's great. It just the texts have been coming in all week, and it just shows the pride that Kingscourt people have for one of their clubmen really winning an Ulster.
And indeed, you know, when you win an Ulster Championship for the first time in over 20 years, it was a huge success. It was one of the stories of 2020. We hadn't too many stories, but it gave everybody great joy. What do you put that success down to, Pádraig?
I suppose some of the success and publicity probably comes down to the fashion we did it in. Now, obviously, in COVID times, all it was doom and gloom and all talk about COVID. But now, in the fashion of Cavan did it in, we were down at half time in every game. It changed the topic of conversation from COVID to Cavan. And it was great, and I suppose we were down at half time in every other game in Monaghan, Antrim, and down, and came back at the end, the final whistle, and it just really showed Cavan people that this Cavan team this year had a never say die attitude, and it was just fantastic.
You mentioned about COVID-19, and it's affecting all of us. We're all concerned, and I know Cavan was affected very much at the beginning of it. You're a primary school teacher. How were you coping with COVID-19 and teaching online?
Yeah, I suppose. Look, it's online learning, and it's the same for every school. It's actually looking more promising now. I suppose that we'll be back and getting back sooner into the classroom rather than later, but. Online learning—it's not a nice thing to do for both teachers and parents. I suppose parents more so in particular, because they have so many responsibilities. They could have more than one child at home that they have to homeschool, and I suppose no Wi-Fi connection or any of that is the same anywhere. So some parents are working, some parents are not. It's a very difficult situation, I suppose, for parents. And they're really the people that I'm feeling that's most hard done by over COVID.
What impact do you think? I know Ulster Championship was one thing, but I know the result of three All-Stars has given great joy to my friends in Cavan have been texting me. What impact do you think this is going to have? Will it be a boost to the confidence as you look forward to hopefully if he's got a Championship 2021?
Yeah, massive. people, I've had as many texts and different things from people around my local area as we got from the Ulster final. I suppose, me being a young fella playing for Kingscourt, all I wanted to do was play for Cavan. Believe it or not, back then I thought it was as a professional job, but unfortunately found the harsh reality that it wasn't. Back then I was just a normal little kid, just wanting to play football, wanted to play for Kingscourt and Cavan, and never really had the surge to go on and win an All-Star. And I suppose it just instills belief in some regular young footballer that this can happen, and it is, if they work hard enough, it is available to them.
Well, congratulations, Páraic Faulkner. I can feel the pride in your voice. I love that Cavan accent. I'd love to be able to speak like
I
the Cavan.
Not too much.
No, you're great.
At the end of the day, Marty, myself, Ray and Thomas are only accepting an award for the hard work that was done by 15 Cavan men, and it's really to them. There's a lot of lads that lost out that really could have been accepting these awards as well, but it was them that they got us over the line, and credit has to be given to them.
Well said, Páraic Faulkner. You are an all-star in every sense, and thank you indeed for joining us on Countrywide.